This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is celebrating the successful U.S. commando raid in Syria that killed Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. On Monday, the president called al-Baghdadi a sick and depraved man who is now dead. VOA Steve Herman.
Speaking at a convention of police chiefs in Chicago, Trump touted that his administration had accomplished what a previous president should have done years ago, ensuring the demise of the Islamic State leader.
He's dead. He's dead as a doornail. And he didn't die bravely either, I will tell you that.
The president says he hopes to release some video from the operation. Defense officials say the video and images from the raid are undergoing review, so excerpts can be declassified and made public. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The House is planning a vote this week to formalize the impeachment inquiry against President Trump, which has the White House crying foul, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the resolution will set procedures for the impeachment inquiry and affirm the ongoing existing investigation. The White House has said it's not cooperating because the investigation is not valid without a House vote, which Pelosi hopes to counter. The president's spokeswoman, Stephanie Grisham, says whatever evidence already gathered is completely and irreversibly illegitimate. She says the decision to hold a floor vote this week shows that Democrats were conducting an unauthorized proceeding, collecting shady closed-door depositions that denied the president his due process. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Pakistan has reassured the United States of its steadfast support to the peace process in water-shattered Afghanistan, stressing the importance for all parties to the conflict to take practical steps to reduce hostilities. This is VOA News. California's governor declared a state of emergency because of the wildfires ravaging parts of northern and southern California. AP's Rita Foley.
California is a tinderbox, says Cal Fire. Most counties are under red flag warnings for high fire danger, and wind gusts higher than 102 miles per hour are fanning the flames. They've been fighting wildfires north of San Francisco and in Los Angeles neighborhoods. Thousands have been told to run for their lives. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti has a message for them.
Do not wait. Do not think that you can fight this. Do not get your own hoses out. Do not fight this fire. Leave it to the professionals.
I'm Rita Foley.
U.S. President Donald Trump says that he expects to sign a significant part of the trade deal with China ahead of schedule, but he did not elaborate on the timing. Leaders of the world's two largest economies are working to agree on the text for a Phase 1 trade agreement announced by Mr. Trump on October 11th. Mr. Trump says he hopes to sign that deal next month at the summit in Chile. The European Union is giving Britain an extension to get a Brexit deal done. AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The European Council President Donald Tusk says on Twitter the EU 27 agrees it will accept Britain's request for a Brexit flex tension. The decision is expected to be formalised through a written procedure. Tusk's announcement comes as EU diplomats meet in Brussels to sign off on the new delay to Britain's departure from the bloc, which had been due in just 3 days' time on October 31. It's the second time the Brexit deadline has been changed since the 2016 referendum on Britain's departure from the EU. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hundreds of thousands of Salvadorian nationals living in the United States for more than a decade will not have to return home for at least another year as the Trump administration extends their temporary protected status. That's according to the U.S. U.S. ambassador to San Salvador announcing this on Monday. In a video featuring both men standing there on the account of El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, he hailed the accord, saying it will give his countrymen in the United States extra time to look for a permanent solution. Turkey's foreign minister says that Kurdish forces in Syria have not fully withdrawn from the border territory as agreed to in a Russia-brokered accord. Turkey will soon discuss the next steps with Moscow. He repeated that if the Kurdish fighters do not withdraw, Turkish forces will clear them out. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.